Hey, it's Randy Miles, and I am talking to Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. Mansa, we've been on this series about home buying, and now we're going through the application process. So today, we're going to talk about verifying your employment.
Right. You know, part of buying a house is getting mortgage ready and going through the mortgage process. And I encourage people to go to TakeControlTuesday.com to get the previous episodes of this podcast as we've walked through this process. But today we want to talk about what it takes to verify your employment. That's one of the things you have to verify when you apply for a mortgage. Now, what they're looking for is 2 years of employment in the same field. Now, not necessarily the same job, but the same field. So, for example, Randy, you could change radio stations and still be a program manager somewhere else, you know, for a month, but have all your previous years in the same field and you qualify, right?
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you can't just jump to a brand new career. That gets to be a little bit of a struggle. Now, here's the other thing. If you're a student and you come out of school and go into what you went to school for, you get credit for that. So that counts as your 2 years in the same field. The other thing is, if you're self-employed or you have self-employment income, you need 2 years of audited profit and loss statements. So it's a little more strenuous requirement, and you're going to need 2 years of tax returns. Mm-hmm. The other thing they're going to ask for is a verification of employment, which means if you're working, they're going to contact your employer to verify your salary, your job title, as well as how long you've been there. So you might want to check with your HR department to find out what their procedure is for handling verifications of employments. But those are the things that they're going to look for when it comes to verifying employment. Once again, if you're self-employed, you've got some special hurdles that you have to overcome, but they're not impossible. It's just a matter of being prepared, being planned, and having the right documentation.
Yeah, get that stuff in order. Well, we have a lot of places for everyone to get all of our information about this series and even more. How do they find us?
Well, they can go to TakeControlTuesday.com to get the podcast series. They can go to Confessions of a Gospel DJ, anywhere they get their podcasts from. You can find us on YouTube under Confessions of a Gospel DJ or under the MoneySmartLife.org channel. Plus, you can find Randy on Facebook and Instagram and other social media. And then you can always check out our current and past blog postings on how to survive the pandemic on MoneySmartLife.org.
We are absolutely everywhere. Thanks so much, Mansa.
Thank you.